the Johnson Wax Program. Everyone. The makers of Johnson's Wax present Marion and Jim as Fibber McGee and Molly. Ted Weems and his orchestra open this aerial opus with Bye Bye Baby. Take off, Ted. Just let me take a minute to tell you how you can get a full-size can of Johnson's Auto Wax free. Thousands of car owners have already gone to their dealers and asked for the free gift package offered in celebration of Johnson's 50th anniversary. Now, this is the way for you to get your free gift. Go to your service station, auto supply store, or regular wax dealer. Ask for Johnson's free gift package. It contains a pint of Johnson's Auto Cleaner and a full-size can, not a sample, of Johnson's Auto Wax. You pay only 59 cents. And as you know, this is less than the regular price of the cleaner alone. And you get Johnson's Auto Wax, a full-size can, free. The supply of these free gift packages is necessarily limited. When they're gone, there won't be any more, so don't delay. Get your free gift of Johnson's Auto Wax right away. Well, Fibber McGee has talked Molly into letting him take a few flying lessons. He's already had a few training flights, but today he's due to take his first solo flight. And here in the flying school office, talking to the instructor, we find those two fearless fledglings, Fibber McGee and Molly.
You really think McGee is ready to fly alone, Mr. Instructor?
How about it, bud? Am I ready to solo?
Oh, sure. You'll be okay.
You see, Molly? I tell you, you know, in the next war, it'll be us pilots that'll get the easy jobs.
McGee, in the next war, I'll see that you have flat feet if I have to use a sledgehammer.
See how she goes for me. Well, what do you say we get started?
Well, I'm sorry. There's a couple of flights scheduled out ahead of you, so you just wait here till I call for you. And if the phone rings, get the number.
Okay.
McGee, of all the ideas you ever had, this is the silliest.
What you mean, the silliest, Molly? You just wait till we get us a nice little cabin plane. Just you and me, scooting around up amongst them little fleecy clouds.
Just a cabin in the cotton.
Did I ever tell you about the time a friend of mine landed his plane in the duck pond? Real pilot, Ned was. He was flying for NBC at the time. Ah, good old Ned.
Ned who?
Ned Redworth. Well, sir. Oh, hello there, Scotty. What's on your mind?
Excuse me, laddie. Would you be sitting on my instruction book?
Nope, I wouldn't.
Near me.
What do you want to look up, bud? I can probably give you the answer.
Well, you see, laddie, I'm a parachute jumper, and I'm wondering anew about how to patch up a parachute.
Patch up a parachute? Did you tear it?
No, lass, but 'tis an old one, and the moths have been at it. And every time I come down, it whistles so loud I kinda hear myself praying. There's the book now. Good day to you.
Well, sir, as I was saying, Molly, this friend of mine was flying an amphibian.
A what?
Amphibian.
You usually are.
Amphibian.
McGee, why on earth did you ever start this flying business anyway?
Why, shucks, Molly, you ain't scared, are you?
No, I'm not scared. I know flying is as safe as driving a car these days, maybe more so.
You betcha.
But I believe if the Lord had intended us to fly, he'd have given us wings.
Well, you give us stomachs, Molly, but that don't mean we have to crawl around like a dad-ratted snake, does it? There goes that plane again, Molly. That same plane was flying around here last week.
Oh, dear, yes, what a dizzy-looking dame, McGee. Huh? And her a hostess on the airline.
Oh, why, that's that Miss Muggin.
Oh, yes, Liza Muggin. How do you do, I'm sure?
You a hostess on the airlines now, Liza?
Yes, of course I am. And I just love it. I really do. It's simply fascinating. Those handsome pilots and co-pilots.
What's a co-pilot for, Miss Muggin?
A co-pilot? Mm. Oh, a co-pilot is to cope with anything the pilot can't cope with. Simple, isn't it? Of course, naturally. But I really love it. Strange how many girls would like to be hostesses, but of course you must be a registered nurse.
Oh, yes.
And Mr. McGee, you're not a registered nurse, are you?
He's nurse, but not registered.
But it's simply thrilling, simply wonderful. Of course, if our passengers are a little uncomfortable, we give them a little piece of cotton and some chewing gum. One passenger this morning was so excited, he put the chewing gum in his ears and chewed the cotton. Silly, wasn't it? Yes, of course, naturally. Well, I simply must go. I'll see you later. I will see you later, won't I? Of course I will, naturally. Goodbye.
I suppose she's an airplane hostess because she's so flighty.
Yes, of course, naturally. Don't you think so? Of course you do.
Oh, look, McGee, there's a plane coming in to land.
What is it, Molly? A high-wing Waco?
No, I think it's a low-sing Como.
Oh, yes. I understand Perry's flying in here to keep a date with the angel.
What do you mean, McGee?
Well, he says he's got to dance his way to heaven.
Gotta sing, gotta have my little fling. Gotta dance my way to heaven right in your arms. I gotta hum, gotta shout, gotta kick my heels about. Gotta dance my way to heaven right in your arms. I feel as high tonight as any kind, and I'll soon be flying out of sight. It's no spark that you've ignited, it's a great big stick of dynamite. Gotta kiss and be kissed, cross the others off my list. Cause I can't resist your irrepressible, sweet, caressable charms. I gotta dance my way to heaven right in your arms.
Back at the Wistful Vista Airport, Fibber's instructor hasn't returned yet, and our hero is getting a little impatient. Here they are, Fibber going over his previous lessons with Molly.
All right, now I'll take page 4.
Okay.
What do you do, McGee, if there's another plane landing or taking off when you want to land?
Left rudder, stick forward, and pull throttle.
What happens?
I don't know, but I'll bet it'll be fun.
Now the next question. How do you land, with the wind or against the wind?
Wind behind you. You just let the wind blow you onto the field.
Wrong. You land against the wind.
Seems kind of silly. I knew a fella tried landing against the wind once, and it sure learned him a lesson. There was a 60-mile wind blowing, and he was only doing 55, losing 5 mile an hour. He was trying to land at Detroit, and he come down backwards 4 hours later in St. Louis.
Oh,
sir. Not for me, Molly.
70 days, and you're going to fly. Why, McGee, if you... Oh, there's Silly Watson.
Hi there, Sil. What you doing here?
Hi, ma'am. How are you, boss? I've been working here for a week, Mr. McGee, red capping for airplane passengers.
You like flying, Silly?
Yes, ma'am, I guess I do. But I ain't never flew.
Flaw.
What?
You mean you haven't flied yet?
Yes, ma'am. I was asked lots of times did I want to flu, and I said, no, sir. This boy ain't never flied yet, and when I start to flee, I'm flewing with my own wings.
You ain't scared, are you, sir? You ain't scared, are you, Sil?
Yes, sir, I am. Every time I think of me way up there, I just turn white.
Well, think of it and let's see you.
Well, shucks, Sil. If you don't like flying, what'd you get a job at the airport for?
Why?
Why did you get a job here if you don't like flying?
Well, Miss McGee, every time I go fishing, is I have to eat worms.
You like red capping at the airport better than red capping at the railroad station, Sil?
Yes, sir. When it comes to red capping, sir, I sure know my bunions.
You mean onions?
No, ma'am, my bunions.
What's your bunions got to do with it, Sil?
Everything, Miss McGee. When I red caps at the railroad depot, it seemed like all my customers is on the last pullman from the engine. I got to walk 14 cars down and 14 cars back with bags and stuff. But when an airplane come in, they just one car and one door.
Well, you're quite a psychologist, sir.
No, ma'am. I've always been an Afro-Methodist, Miss McGee. With you, me now, sir, the plane coming in. Red cap. Red cap here. Can you go back and
Heavenly Jade, look at the acrobatics. Somebody's trying to kill himself.
Why, shucks, no, Molly. Them things is easy to do. Just a couple of loops and a figure eight. Hey, look at that one. Boy, oh boy, can that fella fly. Did you see that turn?
Did I see it? It gives me one.
Hey, Molly, look.
No, you look and tell me.
He's flying upside down. Now he's right side up again. Look, he's in a spin, Molly. Wow. Nope, he's out of it. Look, he's coming down.
On purpose?
I hope so. Wow.
Heavenly days, he landed just like a feather.
Well, what you know about that? Scrawny little mug, ain't he? Hi there, bud. Is that you doing them stunts up there?
That was me, all right, sonny.
Hey, Grandma, ain't you scared you'll have an accident that way?
Who, me? Oh, no, my ship is pretty safe. Best one I had this week.
What you mean this week? How many you had?
12.
12?
11 of them couldn't take it. Every time I'd do an outside loop, their wings would fall off. They weren't what they cracked up to be.
Shucks. Hey, Grandma, I never did see such a crazy stunt as you was doing up there just now.
What stunts, sonny?
What stunts? Why, those twists and turns and floops and flops you just done.
Oh, them.
Yeah.
Them weren't stunts, sonny. I never, never stunt.
What was you doing then?
Oh, that must have been when I was down on my hands and knees in the cockpit looking for my hairpin. Well, I'll be seeing you folks. Hey there, Johnny. Gas her up for me. I got a date for a cocktail party in Cincinnati, and I don't want to be late.
Hey, Molly, there's that same old plane again. Wonder who that is. Hey, Bud, who is that always flying around up there?
Oh, that's a couple endurance flyers.
Oh.
Endurance flyers? How long have they been up?
I don't know, lady. I've only been working here 2 years.
Oh. Hi there, Bud. You a pilot?
Don't ask such dumb questions. Huh? What do you think I'm wearing this monkey suit for? I mean, after all, anybody could guess that. Well, yes, I'm a pilot.
On one of the regular airlines?
Why, the idea hasn't said. Well, of all the stupid. Certainly not. I'm the greatest. One of the most. Why, yes. I'm a press bopper. A crap shooter. Crop duster.
Oh, a crop duster. I
know a lot of fussy farmers, but I never heard of them dusting off their crops.
Well, he mean he flies over the fields and dusts the crops with arsenic or something to kill the bugs.
That's the nut in the eggshell. That's the story in a nut house. Yeah. Yes, sir, I think you got me. You got something there, Shorty. Yes, sir, it's a great week if you don't like him. Great life while you got some. Say, do you know a guy named Dopefelder?
No, we don't.
Neither do I. Shake hands. Say, If you're taking flying lessons, don't forget, remember one thing. When you take off, you...
Take off what?
Don't do it. It's too cold. We always try to get enough fortitude, altitude. Remember, when you make a left turn, push on the rudder. Or if you'd rather do something else, but don't forget in the tailspin. Did you ever spin a tail? Or heads I win, tails you spin, or lose?
Tell me, Mr. Pilot, when you spray poison over a cornfield from your plane, how do you know how much to use?
I don't. There's no use trying to estimate. In eating or drinking or spraying corn, it don't matter why it's just in one ear and out the other. Well, hello,
boy, what a takeoff. What a wonderful takeoff. Did you ever see anything like it?
Oh, hello, Mr. Brown.
Hi, Bob. What you mean, what a wonderful takeoff?
Johnson's auto cleaner and polish, the way it takes off that dull film of traffic dirt.
Hey, Robert.
Yes?
You heard about this new gag, Knock Knock.
No. How does it go?
Like this. Remind me to throw some water on him in time for his next announcement, Molly. Now, what was I saying?
Well, you were saying now...
Who's there?
Ted Weems.
What Ted Weems?
Ted Weems. I used Ted Weems.
What do you want, Ted?
I want to fly.
Fly what?
An airplane.
Well, what are you playing?
We are playing Knock Knock.
Sarah!
Sarah who?
Sarah Doctor in the house. Knock.
Who's there?
Emma!
Emma who?
Em gonna have trouble with you. If you know how puns are made, then you know how this is played. On your mark, get set to go. Knock, 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 that's the phrase. You gotta find words to get the grade. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Oscar.
Oscar who?
Oscar, if she goes for you.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Chester.
Chester who?
Chester girl, let men forget.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cecil.
Cecil,
Cecil have music wherever she goes. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Hiram.
Hiram who?
Hiram out doing hang, hang.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Norma.
Norma who?
Norma money is bank. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Izzy. It's true what you say about Dixie. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ammonia.
Ammonia who?
Ammonia bird in the gilded cage.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Reba.
Reba who?
Reba, stay away from my door. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Leo.
Leo who?
Leo, Leo, Leo. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Tarzan.
Tarzan who?
Tarzan's stripes forever.
There isn't much excuse for letting a car get stained and dirty looking when it's so easy and it costs so little to make the car shine like new again. You'll be amazed to see how quickly Johnson's Auto Cleaner takes off all the old road film and dirt and gives the car a beautiful polish. This creamy white liquid is very easy to apply, and you can be assured it won't hurt the car finish in any way. Johnson's Auto Cleaner both cleans and polishes a car in one simple operation. If your car is new and you want to keep it bright and shining, then be sure to protect the finish now with Johnson's Auto Wax. Dust and dirt can't stick to the gleaming wax surface. Once your car is waxed, you'll save on car washings. And someday, when you want to trade the car in, you'll get more money for it. Now, attention to this, please. You can get a full-size can of Johnson's Auto Wax free if you go to your dealer at once. Ask for Johnson's pre-gift anniversary package, containing a pint of Johnson's Auto Cleaner and a full-size can of Johnson's Auto Wax. You pay only 59 cents for this free gift package, less than the usual price of the cleaner alone. you get the can of Johnson's Auto Wax free. Better hurry before the supply of these packages is gone. Well, the flying instructor hasn't come back yet, as our two friends sit in his office and wonder if McGee's solo flight is off for today.
McGee, I wonder if the teacher got up in the air someplace and couldn't get down.
Oh, I don't think so, Molly. That don't happen. What?
Oh, hello there, little girl.
Oh, hi there, sis.
Hi.
What you doing around here, sis?
What are you?
Who, me? Oh, I'm an aviator, sis. Waiting for my solo.
Who's going to sing it?
No, not a solo song, a solo flight. What are you doing here?
I'm waiting for my uncle.
Oh.
He's a swell navigator, I betcha.
He is, huh? Her uncle's a flyer, too, Molly.
What do you mean, too?
When did your uncle tell you he'd meet you here, sis?
Well, he said he had one more saphead for a flying lesson, and then he was through.
You get that, Molly? One more saphead for a flying lesson. Kind of cute, huh?
He said it was Mr. McGee. What's your name, mister?
My name is,
Mud.
That's it, sis. Mud. Oscar Z. Mud.
Keep it clean, mister. Well, I guess I'll go to the hangar and talk to the grease balls, mister. So long.
She missed.
Oh, somebody sent her in here for a joke, Molly, but I can take it. I got nerves like steel.
Sure. An iron man with nerves of steel, a heart of gold, and silver fillings clamped on a nickel cigar.
It ain't funny, Molly.
Oh, it's the instructor at last.
Well, all ready for your solo?
You betcha.
Nervous?
Who, me? Say, I was telling Molly just now that everybody remarks on what wonderful nerves I got. What? Ow! Hey, who did that? What's the idea?
Take
who
it
threw
easy,
that?
Take it easy.
Huh?
You just knocked the ashtray off the desk with your elbow.
What was you saying, Chief?
Well, I think we'd better call the lesson off for today. You're too jumpy.
Good.
Say, what you mean, jumpy? I'm cool as a cucumber.
Yeah, but greener.
Come on, now. Let's go up, huh? What do you say? I'm okay.
Stick out your fingers.
See? Steady as a rock.
Go on, you're shaking like a leaf.
Oh, well, I'm smoking too much, though. Inhale every puff. Come on, let's go up. Chuck, I've been waiting here all day so I could...
No, I'm sorry, but you know how it is. We never take any chances. We don't think something's safe. We just don't do it, that's all. No, you report back here tomorrow and take your solo. Usual time. So long, Miss McGee. Oh. See you later.
McGee, what are you doing?
I'm getting into a parachute. That's what I'm doing. I'll show that wise guy I ain't so dad-ratted shaky I can't solo.
Well, if you're going to solo, I'll solo with you.
Oh, now, Molly, you can't.
Be quiet. Get me into this other parachute. Hmm? Where does me arms go?
Right through here. No. Through there. No.
Oh,
that's
let go. I got it.
Okay. Got it. We'll show him. Come on.
Well, go ahead.
There's a plane right there, Molly.
Is that the one we're supposed to take?
I don't know, but it'll do. Come on, get in the front there. Up you go.
Oh, take it.
There you are.
McGee, are you sure? Are you sure you remember your lessons now?
Don't worry, Molly. I know my stuff. There. All ready?
No, but go ahead.
Okay, contract.
Hey, get out of that ship. Hey, you. There's no gas in that crate.
What did he say, McGee?
I think he said I'd pass everything great. The air's bumpy.
Don't give me that stuff, McGee. Air is air.
Oh.
Oh, let's go home. Stop at the parking lot. Go on back.
I don't know which way is back. Look over the side, Molly.
Oh, I can't see anything but all that smoke. There must be a fire somewhere.
That ain't smoke. That's cloud.
Oh! McGee, don't do that. Stop it.
I ain't doing nothing. The dad bad a thing is... Hey, Molly.
What?
We're out of gas.
Go on. Quit fooling, McGee. This is no time for romancing.
Molly, come on. Honest, we're out of gas. We gotta bail out.
Bail out? Are we leaking?
I mean jump. Jump overboard.
Oh, heavenly days.
Don't hurry, Molly. Don't waste time. Go on, jump.
Not unless you do.
Don't worry, I will.
Well, how about the plane?
I'll come back and get that later. Go on, jump, and count 10.
What for? I'm not mad.
We ain't got much time. Come on. 1, 2, 3, jump! Woo! Pull your ripcord, Molly. Pull your ripcord.
Pull your own ripcord.
It don't work. I am pulling it.
That's your necktie, Eagerness.
Oh, yeah. Let's hit this little ring. There. There, they're
McGee,
both open.
Look at the ground.
Huh?
Heavenly days, it's coming right up at us.
Well, don't think about it. Put your mind on something else. Say, do you think the Cubs will ever get back into first place?
Stop clowning, McGee. I'm scared. Heavenly days, look down. Look at all the people. It's a racetrack.
No, it ain't. That's the fairground. Hey, we're going to land right in the fairground.
Dear, oh, dear, how do you steer these things?
Why?
I want to head for the mattress exhibit.
Hey, Molly, when you land, just relax, like me.
Sure. Just relax, like you.
Yeah.
McGee, look at the ground coming up. Heavenly day.
Hang on, Molly. We're going to hit. Look out below. Hey, Molly. Molly, are you all right?
I don't know, McGee. Wait till I count my bones.
What's going on here?
McGee, look at all the people. They're coming at us.
I'll bet they thought we just took this way to sneak into the fair without paying. Hi there, brother. What's all the shooting?
Congratulations, my little caterpillar climbers. Congratulations.
Congratulations?
Yes, yes. Very ingenious of you, I'm sure. Very ingenious.
Ingenious? What the heck?
Allow me to be the first to shake hands with you, my friends. Yes, yes. Never let anyone state that Horatio K. Boomer of the State Fair of our fair state was not fair. Yes, yes. Please accept this gold-loving cup as first prize.
Oh,
for the parachute jump?
No, for the funniest costume.
What?
I'd like to give you a word picture of a home that is Johnson waxed for protection and beauty. The floors and furniture are free from dust. There are no smudgy finger marks on chair arms and tables. The wax door frames and window sills are clean and shiny. There's a satiny beauty over everything. If your floors and linoleum are protected with Johnson's wax, they will never grow shabby and worn. The wax seals the pores and cracks and provides an invisible film of wax protection that preserves the floor against wear. And perhaps you don't realize that you never have to scrub a floor that is properly waxed polished. Ask your dealer for genuine Johnson's wax in the attractive yellow can. And remember, you save money by buying the larger sizes.
Did I ever tell you about the time I was flying the mail between...
McGee.
Huh?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cy.
Cy who?
Cy Knopf.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Brown speaking. The Johnson Wax Program has come to you from our Chicago studios, a Red Network program of the National Broadcasting Company.